until I said Southern Illinois to a lady, and she said, "You mean like Louisiana?"
Deep
and I was
southern.
Like, "What? I'm from Illinois. What are you talking about, lady?" But she said it with such confidence. I don't know if you ever heard someone be so wrong, but so confident about it that it made you. Maybe I was like, maybe I am
close
from
to Louisiana.
Louisiana. I don't know. I haven't looked at a map in a while. Have things
not
moved?
Been a major hurricane in Southern Illinois?
You're talking about wanting to have a show and a talk show, Tommy. You're only 30. I think if you look back, David Letterman, a guy you've been on with many times, he was from the Midwest. If he at 30 years old, David Letterman didn't really have a talk show and wasn't that well known, I don't think.
I think he had something at 30. I can't remember that. He's the reason I am.
Johnny
he's
Carson also, by the way, Midwest. From the breadbasket of America is
Nebraska,
where you can
Indiana,
right, where you can
Illinois
appeal
now
to the whole country. Us East and Left and West Coasters are, you know, we tend to be I don't know what it is, either too liberal, I think, for the rest of the country. Do you think that's it?
I think it's the way they talk. I think it's the there's a certain little spot between Indiana and Illinois where these guys come from that has a generic speech that everybody can understand.
Perfect blend of
It's a perfect blend of generic
right accent.
Yeah, I think that may be part of it.
I have a non-placeable accent. Right?
Yeah,
a lot of the times.
Yeah.
You don't say things like Illinois.
There's no noise in Illinois. That's
right.
What we learned.
See, a guy like me could never do a show because
of the gunfire.
For the whole country.
Yeah,
the whole dang country.
Yeah, the Nashville Network, maybe, or something like that. But I would never get that.
That's Letterman's the reason I got into stand-up. I would watch it when I was a kid. And they said, my stepdad told me that the same thing. He was like, he's from Indiana. He started a stand-up comedian. And I was like, well, I'll just do that. And then everybody was like, yeah, yeah. And then I just kept saying it. At some points people should have been like, that's crazy. Why are you saying that?
You mean people could have talked you out of it?
I don't think anybody could have talked me out of it. The weird part is nobody tried. Mm. I feel like my parents didn't do a great job. I feel like they should have at least tried
to talk
me out of it.
They were trying to raise you to be successful.
Yeah. I feel like I want to tell my daughter she can do anything in the world at the same day I explain to her what hyperbole means. So, I want her to be able to eliminate some of the stuff on her own.
That's a beautiful joke. Can you say that joke in Illinois? Will they get it?
I don't know.
It depends on which northern
Southern
Illinois.
Southern Illinois.
Yeah, I don't know.
Northern
Illinois.
Illinois.
Yeah. All right. Say it in Chicago.
Tommy, we love having you here. Don't miss Tommy Jonigan this weekend. Laughs tonight and tomorrow, 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. And go to laughscomedy.com or bobrivers.com if you want to know more. Good to see you.
Oh, thanks for having me back. I'll see you soon, hopefully.
All the best. 4 minutes past 8 o'clock. Still to come, something Joe buys almost every day is going to double in price on Monday. Double in price.
And I just looked through the newspaper, and there's not a single word.
Is it the newspaper?
There's not a single word about this.
In the newspaper?
Yeah.
Is it the newspaper?
It's the USA Today.
Ah! You knew it.
But have you ever thought...
No. I have been ruining his teases.
Well, that's
lately.
Okay. This isn't a tease. This is a legitimate question. Can you name me any product, any retail product that can come out and say,
we're
going to double the price of this? The USA Today on Monday is going to go from $1 to $2. I mean, they're...
Per day?
Yeah. 100%. They're raising their prices.
It's going to cost like half a cup of coffee? Who would stand for that?
I'm not gonna. But this is my last one right here.
You're not buying another USA Today.
I got my last USA Today right there.
Wow. I don't know of a product that's doubled in price that quickly.
I don't think anything.
From one day to the next.
If anybody can name one.
Did they mention it in the USA Today?
I just looked through the whole section. There's not a word about it.
I think phone calls went from a nickel to a dime overnight, you know, 80 years ago.
That could be.
Are you upset?
Well,
old man?
I am not upset because oftentimes I don't even get a chance to read it. I got an unmolested USA Today right here that I haven't even touched. But
it's worth $2.
You know, the paper feels the same way.
But
about when you put your grimy hands on it.
Yeah, I don't mind spending a dollar and not getting to something, you know, because I'm too busy, because it's usually my last paper. I buy several papers every morning and go to several websites. But I'm not going to spend $2 for something I don't use. And I
the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
The Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, both directions of I-5 at the Skagit River Bridge, back open. It was closed for a little bit of extra time overnight so they could do some construction work on that new bridge. So it's back open to drivers. We do have a wreck that we're working with. I-90 eastbound, east of Rainier, accident there in the left lane. The smart signs are lit up to tell you which lane is closed. And northbound 405 through the S-curve, stop and go.
This report is brought to you by DowntownSeattleParking.com.
There are thousands of spaces on Seattle's waterfront, just a short walk from all the great views and restaurants that aren't just family-friendly, they're also foodie-friendly. And rates are as low as $3 per hour. That's the same or less than the cost of street parking. Find your spot at DowntownSeattleParking.com.
It could be a feeling. Or a moment.
Now I see a family where there once was none.
Even a song that takes you back in the day.
It's the world of iHeartRadio. With 1,500 live stations and 15 million songs to create your own music stations, iHeartRadio plays the soundtrack to your life at iHeartRadio.com.
iHeartRadio is available for Sprint phones in the Sprint Zone Entertainment section.
This report is brought to you by American West Bank.
Your Northwest weather for today, we're going to see clouds and rain, high of 60. Tonight, rain, low down to 49. And tomorrow, clouds and rain again with a high of 62.
Some banks have a business division. We have a business bank. If you're looking to grow your business and need a well-capitalized partner, visit awbank.net. American West Bank. They're banking on the businesses. Member FDIC.
Don't know what kind of business could think they could double a price and still have more customers. One place that certainly won't be doing that this weekend is Sleep Country USA. They're lowering prices. They have an inventory clearance sale going on. Sleep Country USA, by the way, always guarantees you're going to get the best price because you get 100 days to look for a better one. If you find a better price within 100 days of purchasing a bed from them, they will beat that price by 5% and refund you the difference even 100 days after purchase. It's going to be tough to do, though, if you buy a bed this weekend because they've got savings up to 35% on some beds. Huge selection. Sealy Posturepedic, Beautyrest, Stearns & Foster, clearance mattress sets that need to be sold. Also, headboards, clearance sheets, up to 35% off. If you're looking for some financing on that Tempur-Pedic, they've got it available. 24 months interest-free financing, no interest for 2 years if paid in full within 24 months on approved credit with just minimum payments. The Sleep Country USA clearance sale is on now. Why buy a mattress anywhere else?
They call me Murphy, and I'm a service tech at Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center. It was 9:30 on a Saturday morning, and a Kona Blue Mustang drove in.
I'm due for a tire rotation.
I poured her coffee, black. She hopped on Wi-Fi, and I got to work. I inflated, rotated, and aligned the tires. Multi-point inspection looked good. Took a half hour, tops.
With a full range of services, great prices on 13 name brand tires, and no appointment necessary, Quick Lane is ready to serve. Visit quicklane.com.
I'm Leon, and here's why when bankers ask for my business, I tell them our bank is Sterling. I'm the CFO at Lagunitas. We brew beers with names like Hop Stupid, Brown Sugar, The Hairy Eyeball. Yeah, the names are out there. But the beer is serious. So is our growth. I get a lot of calls from banks that want to work with us. And it wasn't always that way. But early on, Keith from Sterling saw what other bankers didn't. A healthy microbrewery about to break the magic 30,000 barrels limit. He understood what we needed and worked hard to make sure we got it. You know, someone once said, dance with the one who brought you. Smart advice. And with Keith, it's easy advice to take.
Talk to your hardworking Sterling banker about small business loan rates starting at just 3.50%. Rate subject to credit approval and may change without notice. Call for details. Sterling Bank. Nobody works harder for you. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
A whole lot of people who buy the 100% electric Nissan Leaf buy it as a second car, only to watch it become their primary car. Like wrestling with your spouse over the keys primary car. With its 129 MPG equivalent, it's easy on your wallet, and it's got more than enough charge to handle your daily needs. The 100% electric Nissan Leaf.
Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Projected MY13 EPA fuel economy estimate 129 City 102 Highway. Actual mileage may vary with driving conditions. Used for comparison only.
That steak. Yeah, the one you just threw on the grill. That steak has iron. It has protein. That steak even has vitamins. That's right, steak has vitamins. Go ahead, turn it over and see what you find. More of the good stuff, I bet. More essential nutrients than you've ever heard. So what we're saying is what that delicious and nutritious cut of beef doesn't give you is any reason to wait. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Hi, I'm Greg Rathbun, a cattle rancher from Moses Lake. Make QFC your certified Angus beef tailgating headquarters. When you purchase certified Angus beef for your tailgate party with your QFC Advantage card, you'll be entered to win the ultimate beef tailgating package. Learn more at facebook.com/QFC. Beef, it's what's for cougars.
Professor Burke from Farmers Insurance, and this is 30 Seconds of Smart. So you want discounts on your home insurance. Upgrade your roof. Upgrade your plumbing. Get a burglar alarm. Get a fire alarm. Install storm shutters. Combine policies with your spouse. Bundle your coverage. Quit smoking. And, of course, talk to Farmers, because the more you know about home insurance, the more you can save.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Get smarter about your insurance at Farmers.com.
Discounts and coverage not available in all states. Contact your local agent for details.
The closer you are to death, the more alive you feel. It's a wonderful way to live. It's the only way to drive.
One movie brought the Toronto Film Festival to its feet. Critics are calling Rush sexy, dangerous, and thrilling. It's one of the best movies of this year or any year.
I've been waiting for this my whole life.
Rush, a Ron Howard film. Rated R. Children under 17 not admitted without parent. Now playing in theaters everywhere.
The Michael J. Fox Show, part of NBC's new family of comedies, Thursday on NBC.
Wait, what's going on?
The BevMo 2-for-1 wine sale's happening!
Yeah, so?
Now you can mix and match!
Mix and match, mix and match, mix and match!
I can buy a Chardonnay and then get a Cabernet both for the price of one?
Yeah, but only if you hurry and only if it's equal or lesser value!
I'm gonna get a Kenwood and a Behringer!
Ah!
The BevMo 2-for-1 wine sale with mix and match is on now!
Mix and match!
Club Bev members buy two bottles of wine for the regular price of one. Choose from hundreds of wines so great we guarantee them. Hurry in!
BevMo!
I'm Mike Monroe with the Washington Technology Industry Association. Because we need flexible coverage that can work for member companies of every size, we reached out to Regions Blue Shield. Regions helped us offer comprehensive benefit options to our members. And that's important because we serve a vast technology community with very different needs. Having high-quality coverage really helps our members do what they do best, create leading-edge technologies.
Regions, your health connected. Regions Blue Shield serves select counties in the state of Washington and is an independent licensee of the BCBSA.
Hey, I'm Richard Sherman from your Seattle Seahawks. You mad? You mad at your internet? I was with my cable provider. That's why I switched to CenturyLink high-speed home internet. You can too. Check out CenturyLink's best internet offers online.
At Safeway, we think you should get a nice little reward for getting your flu shot. So when you get a flu shot from the Safeway Pharmacy, we'll give you a coupon for 10% off your next shopping trip. And it couldn't be easier. Our friendly Safeway pharmacists provide vaccines in comfortable private settings. You don't even need an appointment. Just drop by on your next shopping trip. Get 10% off groceries with a flu shot from the Safeway Pharmacy, your one stop for wellness. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See pharmacy for details.
Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, both directions of I-5 at the Skagit River Bridge. Back open, it was closed for a little bit of extra time overnight so they could do some construction work on that new bridge. So it's back open to drivers. We do have a wreck that we're working with. I-90 eastbound, east of Rainier, accident there in the left lane. Those smart signs are lit up to tell you which lane is closed. And northbound 405 through the S-curve, stop and go.
This report brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino. Take the express lane to your happy place. Right now, it's just a 29-minute drive to Snoqualmie Casino, Seattle's closest casino, just off I-90 at exit 27. Just follow the signs and we'll take care of the rest. Snoqualmie Casino, above it all.
Pop Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. This is 95.7 KJRFM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeart Radio station.
No good blood sucker, fat, fat. Now look who's in trouble as you run through my jungles. All you hear is rumbles. Kanye West samples, here's one for example.
Gossip, 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 just stop it. Everybody know
I'm a monster.
I'ma need to see up to your pants at the concert. I'ma need to see up to your pants at the concert. Profit, 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 I get it. Everybody,
that's Kanye West.
I'm a monster. I'ma need to see up to your pants at the concert. I'ma need to see up to your pants.
The best living or dead.
Joe, can you translate the song? I don't know what he's saying.
He wants you to not wear those Depends diapers when you go see his show, and he wants you to not go to the restroom during the break. He wants to see you pee your pants at his concert.
Is that what he's singing?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm gonna listen. Shot, shot, buddies love my accent. She came up to me and said, this the number two dad. If you wanna make it number one, you're number two now. Mr. Goose in Malibu, I call it Malibu, yeah. Guess you may be right.
Yeah. What you gonna do now? Whatever I wanna do.
Gosh, it's cool now. Not gonna do fast noon now. Right, it's like Martian to me. I can't hear a word.
Not that it's relevant to anyone in this room, but anybody who's looking for a jogging mix, put that on it. Finished my first 10K with that song. Played like six times in a row when I got really tired.
And it speeds you up.
Push through song. Monster.
If a guy was behind me by 15 yards with that playing, then I would be able to move away from it. That would drive me further.
If I knew the song would stop at the finish line, it would speed me up.
You don't have to like rap to work out to it.
Kanye West. Okay, couple things. Joe, very upset that USA Today is doubling in price.
Not particularly upset, just stunned. As an American business.
Is there any story about why anywhere?
It's got USA Today right in the name. I mean, USA, so it's as American as it gets. There is no real announcement from USA Today. There's a one paragraph thing. They confirmed that they were going to do it. Heidi Zimmerman, director of communications, blamed the rising costs on the move. $2 cover price now has us competitively priced against other national newspapers, like New York Times and Wall Street.
How much
Journal.
Do they charge?
I think $2, but they're real news.
So USA is going to the same price as all its competitors.
No, it's going to the same price as real newspapers. That do journalism. USA Today doesn't really do much journalism.
That's why you read it every day.
Well, I read it because you never know, and I don't read it every day.
Read it because you never know.
It is my
they may double their price.
That's why I buy a lottery ticket.
It's my desperation paper. I usually don't even get to it. That's why I'm going to quit buying it. But it's funny because you go to today's USA Today, and the editorial page is talking about how the Postal Service is pushing all its customers away by raising a first-class stamp by 3 cents, from 46 to 49 cents.
You know, there are a number of businesses that don't want you to buy their product. And it's always a fascinating topic for me. Can you think of other businesses that want you to buy less? Businesses that want to push you away.
Our friends at Puget Sound Energy would like
that's the first one I was thinking of,
because it costs
please buy less electricity,
because they're going to have to build out infrastructure.
Please buy less gas.
Well, the gas companies don't want you to buy less gas. I mean, maybe the car companies want you to buy less gas.
No, gas. I'm talking about natural gas.
Oh, I thought you meant gas.
Conserve our natural resources.
Okay.
The gas companies, I think they, it's an interesting point. I think they want to find the absolute highest price they can find before it makes you drive less. So, no, they don't want you to drive
you
less.
Know, by the way, you know who's the best at that? That painful.
America.
Go America.
I mean,
America, heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
The people who are the best at finding exactly the point where you'll go, ugh.
Yeah, who's that?
Disney.
Disney?
Disney. They have researched price pointing like nobody else on the face of the earth.
Yeah. Well, I believe
they,
that's
they know
the way
exactly
it should be.
What,
you know who
yeah,
should be good
much.
At it?
Who?
Healthcare. Kidney?
Yeah. Should.
No, not paying that for a
I'm
kidney.
I'm not paying that for a kidney.
They're getting
the
there.
Difference is in healthcare. If you're dying, you will pay anything.
They're getting there.
Yeah, oh, it's getting all. Oh,
mm. This week. Okay. Next week, all we're going to be talking about is healthcare. You wait
who,
and see.
Who else wants you to buy less? On the subject of utilities, the water company.
Right.
And I love a water company. As you know, I think you know, my dad was the president and CEO of a publicly traded water company. He worked his way up. From lowly, meter reader level, worked in a water company for 40-some-odd years.
Back in that day, back in the day when America was a wide open, we've got enough for everybody forever mentality.
No, he never felt that way about water.
They were pushing conservation even then?
Yes. Water company always pushed conservation for the same reason Joe's talking about with Puget Sound Energy. If you're a hog, they have to build giant infrastructure that causes everybody's rates to go up. It's actually better for you to be more conservative.
Yeah, because and they're going to probably need to build eventually as the population grows, but the more they can get us into conserving now, the easier it's going to be as we get more people.
That's why water companies, people who water their lawns, once you get above a certain amount of gallon and they know who the lawn waterers are, they sometimes charge 10 times as much.
Wow.
Yeah, if you only have so much water to go around, you need to make sure everybody gets enough to get the essentials done if it becomes a shortage.
Yes.
But if you're selling a can of SpaghettiOs, you know.
So why would USA Today, the paper, double its price all of a sudden like that? I think they want you to go away.
You think they're looking to go out of business and it's a little easier to justify?
I think they're looking to get rid of all the distribution at the tiny little distribution places, and they're looking to be in the hotels. They're looking at where their business is, airports, hotels, the capital, you know, big monstrous cities.
Are they pushing anybody toward digital?
Well, I think they would like you to be digital.
That's the other story in the New York Post this morning is the USA Today considering a paywall for their digital content.
Of course they are, yeah. Now, the New York Times does it. The Wall Street Journal does it. I subscribe to both of them, but that's because I can afford to. I think it's stupid. A journal does a good job. They do a magazine every month. They archive 2 weeks' worth of issues. The journal has itself set up as a resource. The New York Times is idiotic. They take away yesterday's paper, even if you didn't read it, as soon as you turn the app on.
It's not worthwhile at all.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
And they charge you the same amount as if they were printing papers and shipping them, you know, all over the country to you. And worse than that, really worse than that, if you subscribe on your iPad, they charge you extra if you want to also get it on your iPhone. I'm the same person. They didn't charge me more to take the paper in the bathroom.
But those are.
I'm sorry, you took the paper in the bathroom. You have to pay the bathroom subscription.
That's like if you want to give the real estate section to your wife to read or the comics to your kids.
Your wife
read.
Can't read it. She's got to pay extra. I mean, these online newspapers are as idiotic as record companies, and they deserve everything bad that happens to them. And I hate that there's like reporters out of business and that, you know, we have to rely on TMZ for breaking news. But newspapers are just dumb. And they, you know, unfortunately, their business model is collapsing and there's no way they can save themselves because they'd have to attack their very business model.
As I often do, I want to reference a show on Netflix called House of Cards that Kevin Spacey was nominated for an Emmy for. Great show about Washington and insiders. Also, there is this one reporter, kind of a hungry bear, young gun, little girl looking to really break in, willing to do whatever. And she's a perfect example of what happens now with young reporters. You say there's always going to need to be journalists, and that's true. We're always going to want the news, but much like this woman who was working at like the Washington Post right before a reorganization, and then she left to go to a news site. News sites like you know, Politico and Daily Beast, and I mean, there are tons of them.
Yeah, USA Today is going to get its lunch eaten by something called Daily Beast.
Daily Beast is amazing.
Yeah, Daily I don't know Beast. This one. Should I like it?
You guys look at Daily Beast, right? Yeah, every
you look
day,
at Daily
many
Beast.
Times.
What is Daily Beast?
It's an amazing news site where they do.
Do they have reporters, or do they just link to other crap?
No, they have reporters. They have their own reporters, and then they do, you know, sort of cliff notes if you just want to be a little informed, or if you want to be majorly informed. This is what is beating USA Today. They can't hold a candle.
Daily Beast, by the way, is Newsweek. Newsweek turned into Daily Beast,
and they knew that they had to get rid of the dumb old name. USA Today should turn into, I don't know. Give a name for it.
Well, they were dubbed McPaper.
Turtle Soup. Just call it Turtle Soup online. Nothing to do with USA Today. put the same reporters on that.
And they don't have many reporters. I mean, that's the difference in the Wall Street Journal and New York Times. They're real newspapers. USA Today is not. If I'm going to spend $2, I might as well buy a real newspaper. I guess I'll start buying the Wall Street Journal or just not buy any of them.
You can't buy the Wall Street Journal without buying the New York Times. It's like a wrestling match between liberal and conservative. Each paper is so ridiculously slanted one way or the other that unless you buy them both, you don't really, you know, you can't fact check the opinions you read.
Mm-hmm. That's what I like about USA Today is it's pretty simple. Simple-minded stuff. It's
colorful graphs.
Yeah.
That's what you like about it. It's pretty.
And I love their sports section. I'll miss it.
It's like buying food in packages, the USA Today. Everything's got MSG and canola oil and sugar and grease, and it's all comfort food.
Yeah, it's a lot of, you know, you get a lot of newsprint.
High sodium news.
You get a lot of newsprint on your fingers when you touch it. I mean, there's a lot
print
of color.
With salt, yeah. Right.
Maybe if they get rid of the color, they could do something with the price because there's too much color there.
Now in black and white again.
Yeah. I'd go for that. I don't need the color. I need the dollar. I need the dollar back.
It's not going to happen. Okay, another CEO of a huge food company had a Chick-fil-A moment. Not a fan of gay people and says if they don't like it, don't eat his products. Who is it?
How do you pronounce this pasta? Is it Barilla?
Barilla.
Barilla. It's an Italian pasta company that makes a pretty good pasta.
They used to back in the day when they had money.
Well, they're the world's largest pasta maker, right?
Guido Barilla is the CEO.
And we've got, it's in Italian, but we've got what he said, if you want to hear him.
Okay, here he is.
Yeah, I have the commercial right now, Italian commercial.
All right, take your time. Is this like an Olive Garden? No,
this is a pasta you buy in your grocery store.
Pasta.
It's right there with your, all your spaghettis. This is one of the brands, one of the most popular brands on every grocery store shelf in America, pretty much.
I saw the store yesterday and looked in my cabinet. I've got four different kinds of their pasta.
Burrito pasta. Yep. Are you going to throw it out?
Yes.
Why?
I don't want to support this guy. I don't want this guy to have a penny of my money.
Well, you already paid him. Eat the pasta. Don't buy any more.
I'd rather support another company. I'd rather throw. I mean, if I throw four boxes of pasta, I'm down $6.50.
Well, if you want to support somebody else, Ronzoni is taking the opportunity to seize the spotlight.
Are they
no
really? Ronzoni
so
says
gay,
like,
so good.
Breaking news from Ronzoni this morning.
Ronzoni wants your bologna, and you can put it anywhere you want.
I hope it works for Ronzoni because it's so funny how fast they jumped on this.
Did they really? They jump on it.
We support the gay community. All of a sudden, all the gay Ronzoni you could ask for.
This guy essentially says he doesn't, it's all about the family unit. To him, pasta is like mama cooking the pasta. And he says that, you know, he doesn't put any gays in his commercial because he doesn't believe in that sort of family thing.
Okay, and this is Theodore again. It's an Italian, and he's being interviewed by an Italian reporter.
Gay, perché non fate un bello spot con una famiglia gay?
No, diciamo che noi abbiamo una cultura vagamente differente. Per noi,
in che senso, scusi?
Noi il concetto di famiglia sacrale rimane.
He says that the concept of the famiglia is the family concept for him is sacred.
È uno dei valori fondamentali dell'azienda. Cioè? La salute, la famiglia, il concetto di famiglia.
Cioè non fareste mai.
The salute and the family concept for him again is sacred.
Il concetto no, non lo faremo perché la nostra è una famiglia tradizionale.
Our family is very traditional.
Qualcuno può
ma la pasta la mangiano anche
ma noi va bene, ma se gli piace la nostra pasta e la nostra comunicazione la mangiano, se non gli piace e non ci piace.
If they don't like our pasta and they're not traditional, I'm sorry, they cannot just eat it.
Quello che diciamo, faranno a meno di mangiarla e ne mangeranno un'altra, ma uno non può piacere sempre a tutti perché piacere
cioè
a tutti
non farebbe mai uno spot.
The radio guy is all excited. I think I can get this out on Twitter.
Non lo farei, ma non per mancanza di rispetto agli omosessuali che hanno diritto di fare quello che vogliono senza.
He said he respect the homosexuals, but he's not going to support them.
I respect, yeah. I can't wait to make a news story. Antonio in the morning.
Blowback has been swift, by the way. In case you're wondering how fast people will take up a boycott when the invitation comes from something like this, it's fast. already. I mean, and just this morning, the Italian, I guess what would be equal to the HRC, like the Human Rights Campaign, the Italian equivalent today said,
right.
Oh, yeah, we're over this guy big time. Took one day.
So I have weird feelings about this sort of stuff, by the way. It's really easy, especially in today's internet society, to, as Spike did, you know, it's like the Boston Tea Party. Throw all your pasta in the harbor.
Yeah.
And I get it, and I really agree with the sentiment behind it. But this is just one out-of-touch old dude who is going to get his ass handed to him, ironically, if you think about it.
Oh, totally. Totally.
And is getting his ass handed to him.
He's not that old.
How old is he?
He looks like he's in his, you know, 50s. In his 50s. Yeah. He looks like a young guy.
Either way, and forget about the ageism. I was hoping to go with some ageism.
Sorry.
But it didn't
work. This company is the biggest pasta company on the face of the earth. I guarantee you he inherited this company from his – I'm just speculating. This has been in the family. And there was an old Italian guy who had a traditional
probably
Italian
a good
family.
Guy who was probably gay, closet gay.
He said
that would help them, by the way, if that really story would come out.
My bad. You like the boys.
He said this morning, I apologize if my words generated misunderstandings or arguments or if they offended the sensibilities of some people. Whenever you do a half-hearted apology like that, it's never going to matter.
It only gets worse.
Yeah. Of some kinds of people.
Yeah. But anyway, so the mixed feelings I have are this. I like how the world can instantly turn on somebody. And I also don't like it. I like it because it's bringing more acceptance into the world that the whole world can look at someone and say, shame on you for your, you know, ridiculous prejudice. And it's going to be painful for some people, but it's going to educate some people and it's going to make those prejudices go away. On the other hand, what if you're a gay employee of Berea Pasta? And you lose your job next week because of budget cuts. You are tarnishing thousands of workers who are, as the world turns, probably really good people. And many of them will lose their jobs. And they'll be knocking on Ronzoni's door.
Ronzoni! I am an expert pasta maker. That's rice and noodles, please.
Let me in, Ronzoni. And there won't be enough pasta jobs to go around because the people who dump the pasta, they'll buy tacos. And some homophobic taco guy will get rid. I mean, you know what I mean? It's one guy being a jerk. I love raking him over the coals.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. But we go, like we give a bus driver who kids taunt, you know, $750,000. I want to be taunted now.
Okay, that's coming up next.
Taunt me.
After the break.
But you know what I'm saying? Doesn't it seem a little out of proportion when you consider the effect on all the different people?
You are thinking of a bigger picture. And me, I didn't. I just, you know, why would I give this guy my money? But giving that guy my money, you're right, supports a lot of families.
I'm thinking of a smaller
family.
Yeah, it's a family.
Yeah. I'm sure there's even gay families who have not told him that they are gay parents and they've been working at the pasta company and they've had to stay inside the box. They don't call it the closet when you're at a pasta place.
Inside the pasta box.
inside the pasta box. But you know what I mean? There's a whole bunch of innocent bystanders. He's just one jerky leadership guy.
Well, I'm thinking of the smaller picture, too. There's a guy here in Seattle somewhere whose job is to get up in the morning, load his delivery truck with this pasta, and take it to all our grocery stores.
Right.
He's had the route for this Barilla pasta for who knows how many years. This is the thing he sells. And he wakes up and finds out what this guy has said. All of a sudden, nobody's buying his pasta. This guy who lives in Seattle, who knows how he may, you know, what his
situation. How about restaurants for whom that pasta... They don't even, you know, it's not even the public buying it, but restaurants, that pasta makes the foundation of their menu.
You guys, stop worrying. You understand what's going to happen here. Let's say that this boycott really does take hold, which I think it will.
Oh, I think it's monstrous. Okay. I think he's the pink slime of the pasta industry.
So orders are going to go down.
Yeah, I know.
And then what's going to happen to all that pasta? It's going to be sold at a rock bottom price. Your guy's still going to have his route. He's just going to be rerouted to
grocery
outlet.
I think that pasta's going to landfills.
No.
They're based on Spike.
Yeah.
They built it on the landfill.
Big dead mountain of pasta.
It'll be poltergeist.
Right.
Now, a lot of people say, take this pasta to a food bank. Don't throw it away. Because even homophobic pasta to a starving man is good pasta. I mean, if you're hungry, you're hungry.
They're not going to shut the doors down. It's just going to be rerouted. Well, they're still going to make the pasta. It's just going to have a smudge on it.
There's a
sure.
section of the world, of the world, not just America, but the world, who shares this guy's views. As wrong as we might find them.
Yeah, and it's good for them to see him being ridiculed. Right. So that part is good.
From now on, only make straight pasta, spaghetti. No bendy noodles, no curvy wurvies. Just we are the straight pasta.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a market for that.
That's a good idea. It's 8:35. McDonald's also in the news today. They love the gay community. They're offering fruit. As a side now.
Yeah, they're going to do fruit and salads. Not until next year, but it's a big change.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR. From the British invasion to the digital revolution, the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s are on 95.7 KJR.
Your Northwest weather for today, we're going to see clouds and rain, high of 60. Tonight, rain, low down to 49. And tomorrow, clouds and rain again with a high of 62.
The new health insurance law is here, and the nonprofit Washington Health Foundation is your independent partner to help get the most out of the new rules. Call 855-WA-HEALTH. We also help with day-to-day insurance decisions and complex coverage like diabetes. 855-WA-HEALTH.
Hey, folks, Spike O'Neill here for Good Feet. You know, I went to a Good Feet store near the Alderwood Mall. It's on the perimeter by the Fatburger store. There are two Good Feet stores in Puget Sound, by the way. There's also one down at South Center Parkway across from the Nordstrom Rack. The Good Feet stores, they're America's number one arch support specialist. They know what they're doing, and nobody does it better. There's an arch support technician on site at every store. Now, I spend a lot of money on footwear. I've got great riding boots for my bike. I've got great running shoes, but I always hurt. Every time I put my feet on the floor, they hurt. Went to a Good Feet store. They fitted me on site with the right arch supports. They measured how I walk, where my balance points were. And that day, the technician fitted me with arch supports that immediately started to make my feet feel better. Now, a couple months later, I can't even remember foot pain. I can do anything I want. I don't do as much as I should, but it's not foot pain that keeps me from doing the things in my life that matter. I play with my kid. I get to walk and work out, all the things I wasn't doing because of foot pain. You know, they can do the same thing for you. Goodfeet.com is a website, or stop in one of the two stores. Foot pain sucks. Walk through life with Good Feet.
Porcello, Porcello, Porcello Jewelers.
What if the car was invented today? What would it be like? Well, first of all, it would run on the most efficient, affordable energy source available, electricity. It would charge overnight. Every morning you'd wake up with a full tank, ready to go. If the car was invented today, it would be the 100% electric Nissan Leaf. With over 200 million everyday gas-free miles already driven, the question is no longer why electric. It's why gas.
Nissan. Innovation that excites.
I believe most cars require gasoline.
I believe gas costs money.
I believe in letting beef jerky ride shotgun.
I believe that spending 5 to 10 cents less a gallon is better than spending more.
I believe dogs shouldn't drive.
I believe if I spend less on gas, I'll have more to spend on nachos at AM PM.
I believe in Arco Gas.
You know it.
Me too.
At Arco, saving money makes sense, and spending 5 to 10 cents less a gallon will make you a believer in savings.
Savings based on average street price survey among major oil brands. See Arco.com for details.
Want to see a football field-sized selection of mattresses and save? Then don't miss Mattress Discounter's Fall Kickoff Sale. Save up to $300 on Sealy Posturepedic and Serta mattress sets. Plus, get 24 months interest-free financing on every Tempur-Pedic on approved credit. Visit SaveItMD.com for details. The Fall Kickoff Sale is on now at Mattress Discounter.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
8-year-old Timmy enjoys Little League, video games, and making Dungeness crab cakes with a black truffle butter. Fox Friday, Gordon Ramsay is cooking up a whole new Master Chef competition with the talents of the chefs.
I could put that dish in my restaurant.
Oh, my God.
Are a whole lot bigger than their size.
How old are you?
8. 11. I'm 10.
Master Chef Junior.
I've been cooking for 6 years, so I know what I'm talking about.
Premiering Friday on Fox.
It all starts at 8, only on Q13 Fox.
Hey, it's Spike O'Neill. Our Seahawks are 3-0, and CenturyLink's giving fans the chance to celebrate and win big by visiting the ultimate home seat. Be sure to check out today at the Pro Shop at CenturyLink Field starting at noon. Sit, snap, and win with CenturyLink. Home field, home team, home internet.
Some like it hot, they say, and some like it cool, which is totally fine. Except when two people try to sleep comfortably together in the same bed at the same time. Then Sleeplessness and tossing and turning is the problem. And now there's a solution. The Sleep Number Dual Temp Temperature Balancing Layer. It works on any mattress brand, including yours. And whether you sleep too hot or too cool, the Dual Temp Layer with Active Air technology heats or cools each side of the bed, so you sleep soundly in your own ideal temperature, which is all pretty cool. And there's only one place in the world you'll find a collection of temperature balancing solutions, including the new Sleep Number Dual Temp Layer, designed to give you the soundest sleep of your life. A Sleep Number store near you. Sleep Number. Comfort. Individualized.
There are 425 Sleep Number stores nationwide, including six in the Puget Sound area. For your store, visit sleepnumber.com.
I just saw a commercial on TV about a new Samsung TV that you can talk to, and it understands you and even recommends the best shows to watch.
Yeah, I was reading about that. That's the new F6400 series of Samsung.
And all you have to do is tell it what you want, and it will do it?
Pretty much, for TV and for the internet.
So I can jump from Facebook to TV to Twitter? All by just asking?
With a Samsung F6400, you can.
Are they expensive?
A little more than basic TVs, but the best place to check them out is video only.
Why?
Because no one's price is lower on an F6400.
Not warehouse clubs or internet?
Nope, no one.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or dishwashers, but you will find the best deals on HD TVs, Blu-rays, cameras, camcorders, and home theater systems. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
In South Center, Bellevue, Linwood, Federal Way, and Tacoma, Video Only.
If you're always going, 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 you could use some help at the pump. And now you can use up to $1 per gallon of your Safeway gas rewards when you fill up at participating Chevron and Texaco stations. So you have even more choices on where to save at the pump. Earning Safeway gas rewards is as easy as grocery shopping with your club card. And redeeming them is easier than ever. Shop at Safeway, then use your gas rewards at participating Chevron and Texaco stations, where you get the unbeatable cleaning power of Techron. So keep on going and save. Get more mileage out of your grocery budget, up to $1 per gallon. When you shop more at Safeway, you save more at Chevron and Texaco. Safeway, ingredients for life. Maximum reward at participating Chevron or Texaco stations is $1 per gallon of Chevron or Texaco branded fuel in a single fill-up up to 25 gallons. Cannot be combined with any other Safeway gas reward offer. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com or in store.
Thinking about selling your home? Maybe it's time for you to buy one. Whatever your next move is in the real estate market, you need someone to help you. You have to call Via Williams at Keller Williams Realty. There is no one more savvy, nobody with her finger on the pulse more than Via Williams at Keller Williams Realty. Her and her team offer staging, professional photography, online advertising, everything and anything you might need to get your job done. They're totally results oriented. And of course, they have a guaranteed sale program to sell your home within 60 days or they'll do it for free. They totally stand by their word because they know. Call Via Williams at 998-8452.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we've got a rough drive going on in a few spots right now. We've got a collision I-5 southbound in the express lanes. It's blocking the left lane at 45th, and it's really jamming up the express lanes. You'll see delays out towards 522. Northbound I-5 still really slow from the middle of Boeing Field all the way to the convention center. Earlier accident at the West Seattle Bridge has been cleared. I-90 eastbound, we've got slow traffic there as well from I-5 out to Rainier, where we also had an accident that just got cleared up.
This report brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino. Tonight, take the express lane to your happy place. Right now, it's just a 29-minute drive to Snoqualmie Casino, Seattle's closest casino, just off I-90 at exit 27. Just follow the signs and we'll take care of the rest. Snoqualmie Casino, above it all.
It's the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Halfway across that city with the back question. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give that to the people. Spread it across the country. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give it to the people. Spread it across the country.
Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
Can we go?
Ah.
All right. I usually don't cross-talk about comics, but last comic wore a 49ers jersey, and Jeff Dye is wearing proud Seahawk colors. Yes.
Feed the beast. What's I'm that? Wearing it right now. Marshawn Lynch, feed the beast.
Beast mode.
All right. Jeff Dye. All right. That music, that's Macklemore, Can't Hold Us for you, and that's it's you, how you're feeling about the Seahawks, right?
Absolutely, Can't Hold Us.
All right. You're going to be up at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning watching the game?
I mean...
Or are you going to be there?
There's a few things I wake up early for. One of them is this show right here.
No.
Look at this man.
And the other one is and the other one's Seahawks football. I'll get up early for that.
And to him, 10 a.m. is early.
Oh, let me tell you, 1 o'clock in the afternoon is early for me. You're lucky I'm alive right now. This
you look
is
awake
hard
today.
For me. I know. I put some eye drops in. I took a shower. But I'm going straight back to bed after this, guys. Let's not get crazy.
Right. Jeff Dye is at the Parlor tonight and tomorrow, 7:30 and 10 p.m. And he's our guy, okay? Third place, season 6, Last Comic Standing, host of MTV's American Idiot. Two series for MTV, Numb Nuts and Money from Strangers.
Well, Money from Strangers. And I'm also on Girl Code right now. We have Girl Code going.
Look at all of this
season
stuff.
Two.
Wow.
Extreme Makeover Home Edition, if you caught that.
Yeah.
That's what a show where I couldn't
what
curse
What is
on.
Girl Code?
Girl Code, I don't know how I'm on it. Can I just say that right now? It's a show where girls give advice to girls about girl subjects. Somehow I'm on the show. I don't know how that's... Like, I auditioned for Guy Code, and they're like, you'd be great for Girl Code. I'm like, I'm a boy. I don't understand.
Do you give advice also? Is it like
Yeah,
six
I used to give advice.
You?
No, it's like 12 girls and me.
Do you know what Joe calls you?
Who's that?
The Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, I'll take that.
Of MTV.
I like that, yeah.
And that's why
like
they put
that.
You on every show.
Absolutely.
Including the New Year's Countdown.
New
yeah,
Year's
oh
Countdown.
Yeah, with Snooki and J-Well, yeah.
I mean, he is the guy. I mean, if you turn on MTV, you're not going to go for a half hour. So
that's right. I'm on. But I will say that, like, it's, I don't know if you guys feel, I'm only 30. That's not that old, right? You wouldn't
right.
call it
no,
30.
No, that's very young.
MTV constantly makes me feel old.
Like, how do like, they make you feel?
Well, they're just like, no one gets that reference, Jeff. Like, I'm in the writer's room. And like, no one knows who the Goo Goo Dolls are. All right, you're too old. I'm like, what are you talking? I'm not old. Or they're like, I'll reference like Justin Timberlake. And they're like, well, no one knows him as a musician. Our demographic knows him as an actor. I was like, what are you talking? Like, it's just, I'm constantly being called old. I think they want me to say yo more. I should say yo more.
So they're
yo.
Well, they are the short attention span network. So
absolutely.
They believe that the younger, and this is true about the younger you go, the shorter our attention spans are.
Sure. Like, keep it good.
Yeah. So, all right. Girl Code.
Girl Code.
I'm not going to watch this.
Yeah.
So just tell me.
Let me tell you, Bob. If you were a 15-year-old girl, you'd be swooning right now.
All right. What are they talking about?
Oh, you know, all the good stuff. But it is weird. They'll be like, I'll be in the room and they're like, all right, Jeff, what do girls think about penises? I was like, I don't know. Like, I think they like them. I don't know what's going on. Like, what do you want me to say? Think they touch them and stuff? I don't know.
Sometimes.
It's just very strange. It's a very strange show to be on as a man.
All right. Welcome.
Thanks for having me. It's good
how
to be back,
time,
guys.
How much time you spend here now?
I try to come up like once every few months, but it's just I've been crazy on the road.
Yeah.
So
Seattle is it's still sort of homish.
Oh yeah, this is absolutely home.
Yeah.
I mean,
like if you're in another city, you wouldn't wear a different.
No. The only time I've sold out, I wear Seattle everywhere. If you like anyone follows me on Instagram or anything, like I'm wearing a Seattle something everywhere I go. Mm. It's whether it's a Mariners hat or like even just like a Sonic skate button on my suit coat or something. But the only time I've sold out is the Cubs. I got to do this like wiffle ball game at Wrigley Field with Bill Murray and like Jenny McCarthy and Matthew. I hung out with Bill Murray for 4 days straight.
You lie. You're lying.
It was look it on the internet. Look it up. It's the best. One of the best weekends of my life. And the Cubs were like, yeah, we'll have you throw out a first pitch.
Excuse me, Jeff. Nobody gets the Bill Murray reference.
Yeah,
people don't think of him as anything.
Yeah. No one understands. Who is Bill Murray? I don't
God,
know.
He's one of the most iconic, funny people
he's
of all time. What
best.
Was it like for you to meet him?
He's the best. And the thing is, the great is like this. It was a celebrity. Wiffle ball game. So it was like Jenny McCarthy, Matthew Perry, Bill Murray, all these old baseball players. And I'm like, how am I on this? Like, I'm not famous enough to be in this lineup. But all the,
you're the host
all,
of Girl Code.
But all the kids of these celebrities were like, Jeff Dye's going to be at the Wiffle Ball. Like, they were the ones. So it created this illusion to the real celebrities that I was like, oh, this must be the next guy right here. So the Murrays, like, reached out to me. They were, like, so cool to me. It was the best week ever.
Well, you are the next guy. You're on all these MTV shows. You're funny. You're, like, looking at us. Well, they're not going to get the reference to the demographic. I'm appealing to. And you're right.
Yeah.
because we were just talking about Judas Priest like it was a new thing.
Absolutely.
But that's cool. And the hardest thing, look at what's happening now with The Tonight Show. They're giving it to Jimmy Fallon.
Absolutely.
Even though Jay's got great ratings, they're like, you know, it's time.
Absolutely. No,
and there's a whole new generation. You're going to have a like someday. You're going to be like, you know, the Bob Hope.
I like to think so. I hope that that's true.
Well, how many people are there out there that
if not, I'll take over the 206 or Almost Live or whatever they're calling it now.
Yeah,
I'll take over
No,
that.
But you're not. But there's not a lot of people your age.
That's right.
That are great.
Well, thank you. That means a lot. Me and your boy, Andrew, we're going to do it together.
And please help him at some point. No, I'm really proud of you.
Thanks, man. That means a lot. Thank you so much.
From the beginning. It's been great. Now, I understand you're so popular now, you even have a stalker.
I'm so excited about it.
Is it a good stalker?
Yeah, it's
is it a fun stalker?
Yeah, like when a guy has a stalker, it's different. You know what I'm saying? Like when a lady has a stalker, it's a little spooky. Like you can be kidnapped or put in a van. Like for me, I'm not afraid. People are like, aren't you afraid? I'm like, no, I'll just beat her up. Worst case scenario.
It is a lady stalker. You know.
Yeah. It's a girl. My friend asked, he goes, is she hot? I was like, what? No. When has a stalker ever been hot? Like, there's
you.
Never been a hot stalker is called a girlfriend. That's what that's called. I don't know.
It's impossible.
Yeah, if not, it was a hot stalker, you wouldn't push her away at all.
This wouldn't even be an issue. Yeah, I'd just be like, this is a really loyal
lady.
But
does she love you and want you?
Yeah, exactly. Ew. It's a girl.
Yeah.
And you really think she couldn't push you in the back of a van?
No.
Dude, come on.
I'm not afraid of her.
Okay. Is she like showing up at your gig?
Yeah, she shows up everywhere I go, like no matter what city I'm in, which is like crazy. And the irony is that
She travels
everywhere.
The country.
Yeah.
So you've either got a rich stalker or a flight attendant stalker.
Yeah, I don't know how it works. But the irony, though, is like she might someday, like, I know, like, if it was like 3 o'clock.
Hold on, she's out in the hall
somewhere. Oh, she here? All right, guys, hey, she's calling in.
Is she a brown-haired girl wearing a little blue dress? Is that
yep,
her?
That's her. Yeah, okay. She follows me everywhere.
All right, so how did you first
she knows I'm not awake right now. That's
become aware that you had to stalk her?
She
like
just
two or three gigs in a row?
Yeah, like four or five in different, like I'm in like Jacksonville, Florida, and then Vegas, and then Utah. And I mean, she's coming to these.
Hold on,
like,
I'm in Utah now. Yeah. Why is she here?
How is this happening?
And at first, did you think it was kind of cool?
I thought it was endearing. Yeah, I was like, this is nice. I'm flattered when someone likes me at all, like let alone traveling that much. And the irony is I'm afraid that like maybe she might be the person that loves me the most. You know,
most out of everyone.
Yeah, if I'm stranded somewhere at like 3 o'clock, my parents, and I call my parents like, I'm stuck somewhere, they would be like, call a cab, you're a grown man. But I could call her. I bet she'd drive. I bet she would drive out there, pick
anywhere,
me up.
Anywhere, anytime.
From Tennessee.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
In a diaper. Like, I didn't make any stops.
That's right.
So you have not
straight here.
You have not asked her not to follow you.
No, she's the
You're
best.
Just noticing you have this. And maybe she's perfectly okay. And
yeah,
she just
I'm
has
fine
a thing
with her.
For you. It's okay.
Yeah, I like it.
All right.
I want more stalkers.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, I followed Jerry Garcia around for years, and he never called me a stalker.
That's right.
I think you just get a few
super
more.
Super fan,
you
that's all.
You get a few more, and then you got yourself a little
yeah,
tribe.
Absolutely.
You know?
Until you're trying to kidnap someone, you're not a stalker.
Right.
Have you ever tried to kidnap Jerry Garcia?
No.
Well, see, you're not a stalker.
They never let me get that close to him. But
and he looked at you and said, nah, that guy could never shove me in a van.
Right. Yeah. I was one of thousands. If you're doing something that's so popular, people follow you around.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
That really whole restraining order kept you away, huh?
No.
So you're surprised by your fame. Somewhat.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's national now.
I think people, they go, I like that guy, he's funny, but I think the fact that I have, like, a loyal, like, stalker.
And you have a girlfriend or not?
No girlfriend, no. I'm back out there dating, ladies.
Sure.
Like always. I always come in here like, oh, now I'm single.
The Ryan Seacrest comparisons continue.
Absolutely,
mysterious man.
Yeah, I know. People, everyone's so surprised when they find out I'm not gay. I don't understand.
Do they? Do some people?
Yeah, my dad and grandpa mostly.
How's girl code going for you?
This guy the other night was surprised. This guy the other night was really shocked to find out I wasn't gay. I was at a bar, and this guy's like, you're not gay? And I was like, no. And he's like, why'd you let me buy you 6 drinks? I'm like, times are tough, baby.
Because you were buying me drinks.
Yeah. Right.
That's great. Hey, listen, don't make this weird, sir.
Now, you're worried about something? You might be going to jail, I heard.
Oh, man. Yeah, I might. But I think it'll be fine. Mike Vanderjagt, you guys are sports fans, and maybe your listeners are sports fans. Mike Vanderjagt was a kicker in the Pro Bowl. He basically talked trash about, he didn't miss a kick for like seasons. And they asked him like, hey, you know, why aren't you guys in the Super Bowl? What's going on? He goes, hey, I do my job. Talk to Peyton Manning, you know?
Yeah, as a kid, Colts. He was a Colts kicker.
He didn't miss
a
kick for ages. So Peyton Manning got furious and he was like, this idiot kicker. Well, nobody knows what happened to this guy. Like, he just kind of disappeared after shanking a kick to let the Steelers go to the Super Bowl against the Seahawks. So this guy kind of disappeared. His name's Mike Vanderjagt, and he has a bar in Mark Weiland, Florida. When we were in Florida, me and my best friend Brant, we were like, we should go to Mike Vanderjack's bar. And we're like, we should take something. So hang it up at our house, and people will be like, why do you have that, you know, restroom sign or whatever it is? We could be like, we stole that from Mike Vanderjack. Like, that was like, we're just drunk, basically. And so anyways, while we're there, we got a little ambitious. I stole Mike Vanderjack's Pro Bowl jersey.
Ah.
That's- yeah. I took his whole Pro Bowl jersey, and so then the city found out, and I'm a bad criminal. I'm, like, posting photos of it
on
Instagram. Look what I did. I'm in the Pro Bowl. I'm wearing it around.
Oh.
And so then...
He knows.
Yeah, everyone found out, so we returned it. Two nights later, we're, like, famous for taking Mike Vanderjack's jersey. It was a prank. I was never going to keep it. And so then two nights later... Yeah, 2 nights later, we're like, how cool would it be to go back to that bar...
Take it again.
And just act like we weren't the guys. Just to be there. So we're drinking.
We beat him up.
Yeah, we think we're so funny. We think we're so cute. Like, we're actually back at the bar, no one even
suspects. We'll take some nachos.
We stole it again. We stole the jersey back. So we stole it, returned it, then stole it again on his birthday. And so now it's like all over the news on Deadspin and all this stuff and Mike Vanderjack. So
see, that's why you can't be on Guy Code.
I know.
Because the guy on Guy Code would
never do that. It seems a pretty guyish thing to do, doesn't it?
But that's two pretty serious crimes you committed. I mean, that's theft. And I don't know what you can't put a price on a guy's Pro Bowl.
Absolutely.
Jersey.
It's priceless.
It could be, this could be a felony. I mean,
absolutely.
You created a felony.
I think
you
should, to pick your next target, I think you should get some of OJ's memorabilia.
Yeah, absolutely.
Take it to Vegas.
That's a guy who's not going to do anything, right?
He's not going to care.
What will OJ? Jay do?
Jeff Dye at the Parlor tonight and tomorrow, 7:30 and 10. Jeff, it's great to see you.
I love you guys.
Always.
Thanks for having
Thank
me every
you.
Time.
The
you
Bob
guys are the
Rivers
best.
Show on 95.7 KJR.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we've got a rough drive going on in a few spots right now. We've got a collision I-5 southbound in the express lanes. It's blocking the left lane at 45th, and it's really jamming up the express lanes. You'll see delays out towards 522. Northbound I-5 still really slow from the middle of Boeing Field all the way to the Convention Center. Earlier accident at the West Seattle Bridge has been cleared. I-90 eastbound, we've got slow traffic there as well from I-5 out to Rainier, where we also had an accident that just got cleared up.
This report brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino. Tonight, take the express lane to your happy place. Right now, it's just a 29-minute drive to Snoqualmie Casino, Seattle's closest casino, just off I-90 at exit 27. Just follow the signs and we'll take care of the rest. Snoqualmie Casino, above it all.
This report is brought to you by the Washington Health Foundation.
Your Northwest weather for today, we're going to see clouds and rain, high of 60. Tonight, rain, low down to 49. And tomorrow, clouds and rain again with a high of 62.
What's better, fastest or most reliable? With the AT&T 4G LTE network, you don't have to choose. The speed and reliability of AT&T 4G LTE lets you do more at work, at home, and wherever else life takes you. AT&T, the nation's fastest and now most reliable 4G LTE network. Rethink possible. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Speed claim based on national carrier's average 4G LTE download speeds. Reliability claim based on data transfer completion rates on nationwide 4G LTE networks. 4G LTE not available everywhere.
Hey folks, Spike O'Neill here for Good Feet. You know, I used to have a lot of foot pain, and it would affect everything I did. I couldn't work out like I wanted to. I couldn't play with my kid like I wanted to, because when your feet hurt, it affects everything you do. I went to a Good Feet store at Alderwood Mall, and that's on the perimeter near the Fat Burger store. There's a shop up at Alderwood. There's a store down by the South Center Parkway across from the Nordstrom Rack. I walked in without an appointment at Good Feet, because you don't need one. As an arch support technician on site at every single store, and you're immediately measured. They find out how you walk. They find your balance points. And they come up with a solution for you right then and there that can help you end your foot pain. They have to send the support out to have it fitted and refitted and sent back a couple weeks later to see how close they got. They have over 25 styles and 300 sizes of arch supports on site. So immediately that day, you feel better. They can help you end your foot pain. And when they ended my foot pain, my whole life got a lot better. I play with my kid. I ride my bike. They're in my shoes. They just have the best arch supports in the world. Good Feet. Foot pain sucks, people. Walk through life with Good Feet.
The other morning at my kids' bus stop, I noticed how put together all the other moms looked. Not that I don't make the extra effort to tie my bathrobe belt in a jaunty bow and wear one of my nicer baseball caps, but still, a little pick-me-up in the hair and makeup department wouldn't hurt. So Bartels' big fall sale couldn't have come at a better time. Because as usual, Bartels has great deals on just what I need. Like 30% off the entire line of L'Oreal cosmetics and skincare. And 20% off Conair Infinity hair appliances. I'm pretty sure the other moms use hair appliances. Bartels even has nature-made vitamins, buy one, get one free during their big fall sale. Oh, Bartels, you take such good care of me and my family. I'm coming down there right now. I might even throw on my Crocs and a nice fleece vest. Nothing's too good for my favorite drugstore.
Bartels, your family-owned neighborhood just-come-as-you-are store.
Thinking of a new kitchen or bathroom? Let the pros at Morgan's come up with a plan that'll really work for you, from fixtures to cabinets all the way to completion, within your budget. Morgan's, Morgan's Kitchen and Bath, for over 30 years in Fremont and Ballard.
Hey, I'm Richard Sherman from your Seattle Seahawks. You mad? You mad at your internet? I was with my cable provider. That's why I switched to CenturyLink high-speed home internet. You can too. Check out CenturyLink's best internet offers online.
A new boat.
A trip around the world.
What would you do with your share of the $1 million in jackpots Clearwater Casino pays out every month?
Season tickets to everything.
Clearwater Casino is the Seattle area's only waterfront casino resort with table games, a world-class spa, beautiful waterfront hotel, steakhouse, and buffet. And it's only a half hour away.
A personal masseuse.
Relax and get your win on at the Seattle area's only waterfront casino. Just a short ferry ride from downtown Seattle. ClearwaterCasino.com.
Great news. The new BevMo in Issaquah is celebrating its grand opening this weekend.
Our beverage experts can help you choose the perfect wine from around the world.
Or choose from our incredible selection of spirits, craft brews, imports, and kegs. From your favorite beverages to snacks, cheeses, and glassware, BevMo has it all.
BevMo.
The new BevMo in Issaquah is now open, located atop the Issaquah Plateau at the new Grand Ridge Plaza near Regal Cinemas. Join the party all weekend at the BevMo Grand Opening Celebration. We'll see you there.
I'm Professor Burke from Farmers Insurance, and this is 30 Seconds of Smart. So you want to stay safe behind the wheel? Stop eating. Watch out for animals, especially at dawn and dusk. Turn down the music. Avoid bad weather.
Rains are coming.
Avoid bad drivers.
I'm a-coming.
Use low beams and fog. Avoid distractions.
Mom, Jimmy took his pants off.
And, of course, talk to farmers, because the more you know about auto insurance, the better you can plan for the road ahead.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, dum, bum, 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 bum.
Get smarter about your insurance at farmers.com.
Coverage not available in all states.
Next Modern Family, Phil plays peacemaker between Claire and Gloria.
There's tension between you two. Bam, it's out there.
But they find his mediation maddening.
That's what I'm talking about. You two talking about it.
Right now I'm feeling a lot of anger.
No, don't tell me. Tell her.
Gloria, I'm really angry at Phil.
Now it's double the trouble for Phil.
You can be part of the problem or part of the solution. I happen to believe that you can be both.
Modern Family, now on Q13 Fox for a full hour, tonight at 7.
At Chase, we've made it our mission to help business owners achieve theirs by providing the financing and advice they need to expand and grow. Like Yen Lam of Seattle-based Lam Seafood Market.
My parents were the founders of Lam Seafood Market.
In August 2008, the downfall of the economy, the local banks that were about to give me a loan, they just like, okay, that's off the table. It was very scary. I met Rick, my banker. He introduced me to Chase.
Chase helped me secure the financing to take over the family business.
I want to make something long-lasting and continue the family business and making this company stronger.
Chase is proud to help businesses across the country from Lam Seafood to yours, so you can do more than succeed, so you can thrive. Chase is ready with limited-time financing offers to help you expand, hire, or manage cash flow. Watch Yen's story and find out how Chase can help your business at chase.com/mainstreet/Seattle. Chase, so you can.
All extensions of credit subject to approval. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC. Equal opportunity lender.
The Fred Meyer two-day sale starts today with Starlight Savings from 4 to 11 p.m. and continues tomorrow with Doorbuster deals from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Visit FredMeyer.com to check out all of the great deals and save time, money, and gas at Fred Meyer.
You may already know that AT&T is the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. And now independent research has confirmed that AT&T 4G LTE is also the most reliable. Whether you're connecting with family or getting the job done, you want a wireless network you can count on. AT&T, the nation's fastest and now most reliable 4G LTE network. Rethink possible. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Speed claim based on National Carrier's average 4G LTE download speeds. Reliability claim based on data transfer completion rates on nationwide 4G LTE networks. 4G LTE not available everywhere.
Hi, I'm Steve Wilson. I served as a sergeant in the Army for 8 years as a combat medic. Bank of America hired me, and now I'm a vice president and branch manager. Thank you to Bank of America for valuing the leadership of our veterans. Bank of America hires smart. We hire veterans. And thank you to iHeartRadio's Show Your Stripes for helping connect veterans and businesses. Learn how you can get involved at iHeartRadio.com/showyourstripes. iHeartRadio.com/showyourstripes. Powered by Military.com and Monster.com. Hire smart. Hire veterans.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, northbound 405 through the S-curves, a stop-and-go drive right now. We're also dealing with really heavy traffic in the I-5 southbound express lanes. At 45th, we had a wreck that has been cleared, but things are pretty slow there as you approach Lake City Way. It's a really crowded drive at the moment. Northbound I-5 also crowded from the Michigan curve all the way up to the convention center, and then approaching Mercer, you'll see a bit of a backup as well. We've got a stall there in the left lane.
Support brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino.
Tonight,
take the express lane to your happy place at less than a 30-minute drive. Snoqualmie Casino is Seattle's closest casino, just off I-90 at exit 27. Get tickets to see Richard Marx Thursday, October 3rd at snowcasino.com. Snoqualmie Casino, above it all.